Production. Recorded live.
Hey, how you doing? It's the producer from Brothers Comics. This is the Bengals and the Who Day Over 40 podcast. It's been a long time. We shouldn't have left you. To my right is, who's to my right?
It's Big Hutch, also known as Mr. Mister.
Mr. Mister is here. And who's on the line?
It is Sandman, also known as Capital G.
All right, Capital G is on the line. We're huge Bengals fans. This podcast is has been set up really to go over the Bengals and fandom. We got a lot of skins in the game. We got over 100 years of experience dealing with the Bengals. And
it feels like it.
Good. It's sad.
Yeah, most
sad
of them ain't
means,
good.
Yeah.
Yeah, most of them ain't good. So we understand the joys, but we definitely understand the sorrows
pain.
And the loss and the pain. Of
yeah.
The things what they do to you.
Pain.
But like an abusive relationship, we keep going back.
we ain't got
we,
no choice.
Yeah,
again.
We don't have no choice because we married to the end. So we're going to ride this out. So free agency has started. We're about 3 weeks away from the draft. Free agency started. On our last podcast, we talked about how the Bengals are not players in free agency. So if you are a newer fan, and I would tell you a newer fan, if you are under the age of 30, and you have only really known the Bengals to be good, essentially. You know, but if you're 30 and Marvin's been there for 13 years, so you were 17. So, okay, so no. So you'd have to be, if you're under 25, yeah, 25, you've really known the Bengals to be pretty decent, but it's under Marvin Lewis. Like, you don't know a lot of pain. You were too young to realize how much pain it used to be. But if you're in that age frame, the Bengals do not participate in free agency or outside free agency. They're not going to spend the money. Like, oh, I think this dude would look good. In the... No. Yeah. Well, what about we sign? Nah. Yeah, it's not happening.
Nope.
Never going to happen. So let it go.
The Vogue soundtrack is playing. Never going to get it.
Yeah. So that's over. So once free agency started, the Bengals were not players except in trying to sign their own
players.
Which they did.
Exactly.
Which is the path to the championship and success in this league continuously. But they just finally got around to the formula of drafting people that were pretty decent. And
other people wanted.
Yeah, that other people wanted.
Right.
So when free agency
That's a Bengal treat. Yep.
Yeah. So when free agency opened, we had our three wide receivers, two of them were free agents, one being Marvin Jones, the other one being Mohamed Sanu. Right.
Yep.
And then they made a hard push to sign Marvin Jones, a very hard push. And from what I heard at the owner's meeting, Coach Marvin Lewis said that the offer from the Lions and from the Bengals was exactly the same. Exactly
Pretty
the
much.
Same. And then he turned the Bengals down because he thought he could be a number one in Detroit with Calvin Johnson retiring.
All right, let's get to the brass tacks. That blankety blank ain't a number one nowhere.
No.
When he's on the field, he's at best a 2B, and B stands
yeah.
for Bengals.
Yeah, I mean, he seems to have forgotten that All-Pro was kind of like starting the opposite side of him. He's going to be in for a rude awakening in Detroit. But, I mean, hey, he got the money. He got the position. I wish him luck. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
As soon as he starts dropping balls and I got ankle injuries and out for 3 weeks, the five Detroit fans that show up every week will be like, boo!
I mean,
yeah, we got
that,
yeah.
That person that was a number two on one team becoming a number one on another team.
Never works.
That never works.
I struggle to find one or two examples of where that worked.
Was Terrell Owens and
I can't think of one.
And Jerry Rice together for about 2 seconds?
Yeah, for about 2 seconds. But I
Who,
mean,
John Taylor? Yeah.
No, he said Jerry Rice and Terrell Owens.
Oh,
they crossed streams maybe for a season.
Oh, season or two.
Yeah, Jerry was checking out by that time. Yeah.
Yeah, that you signed from one team and went to another team that they were a two that became a one.
That never happens.
It never happens.
Never.
I mean, I'm struggling. I'll put that out on Twitter to see if somebody can give me
a
solid example.
I mean, Detroit Bengals North.
Yeah.
Or Cleveland North,
yeah.
Maybe. are there. I mean, they had no choice. They were stuck. They're super stuck. The five fans that do show up to their games, I don't know why they're not packing 45s every freaking week just shoot themselves and be done with it.
Yeah, they kind of like what we used to be. Well, actually, Cleveland is what
they're
we used
worse.
To be.
But yeah, they're worse.
They're close.
I mean, anybody behind the Bengals, I mean, you got to take it. You got to take the bullet, yo.
They're not good, and it also kind of like Cleveland has the it has that cloud hanging over it, man. And like
that's not a cloud, dude.
That's a nuclear cloud.
That's a nuclear winter.
And we lived it for a long time.
That's all we knew.
And you still see the sunshine sometimes, but it's very rare.
Their chances are like the Flint's water. You can't drink it, and it's awful.
That's just terrible.
And look, Detroit should be a great team every year. I mean, they got
a quarterback. Barry
Sanders is short list one of the best backs of all time. You had Calvin Johnson, which is short list one of the best wide receivers of all time. And between them two, you got maybe two playoff chances, and you got Jobs against Dallas, I mean, recently. And Matt Stafford is a bum.
It also tells you, too, that you got one Hall of Famer, one borderline Hall of Famer, only because he retired, that they would, like, you know what, I ain't doing this no more because of this team. Like, you know, really kind of in their prime, maybe on the backer side of it, but really in their prime that they said, you know, I ain't doing this no more. And I would imagine if they were like, hey, you know, we'll trade you to another team, they would have probably left the plane.
If Calvin Johnson traded to the Patriots, he'd be like, I'm in.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, they pull on a Corey Dillon straight up. I mean, you couldn't blame him by the time he wanted to get the hell out of here. All the losing, all the getting beat up, Knight Brown's cheap shit.
It wears on you.
Doesn't Calvin Johnson owe the Detroit like $3 million for a signing bonus, or he has to give back to them for some reason? If a football player gives you back money just
he
retire,
wants to go.
Right. I mean, that's a sign. I mean,
that's a bad sign.
Good grief, that's a sign.
Right. Yeah. it's not good. So, good luck, Marvin Jones. I would debate. I wouldn't go as far as Vic Hutchins saying about how terrible Matthew Stafford is. But Calvin Johnson covered up
terrible.
A lot of his faults. Johnson covered up a lot of his faults. So, we got to really get a chance to see if he's actually worth anything. I'm pretty sure
he's not.
Like
he's not worth that money.
He's not any better than Andy Dalton. He might look better, taller, or whatever, but
he got a stronger arm.
He can throw the ball
across
the field.
Right.
He can throw the ball as far as you want to throw the ball, but he has the brain of an ant. I watched his career in Georgia. The Georgia team. He can throw the ball anywhere on the field, as far and as heavy and hard as you want to. His brain is not there.
So
I will take Andy Dalton over him.
I would too.
And that's saying something.
That's saying something.
Good luck, Marvin Jones, in freaking Detroit again. They took Detroit over Cincinnati, a team that has no tradition of winning, and if
none.
They have a tradition of winning the last five.
And you can't drink the water.
Yeah.
Enjoy the misery.
The other free agent signing once he left was Mohamed Sanu, who signed with the Falcons for 7 years, $35 million.
Well, Cleveland South.
Well.
Yeah.
So he signed.
Now, they didn't sign him as a second wide receiver, did they? Or is he still like the same position? Play with the Bengals.
Right.
And they signed him as the number two.
Two. The strong
Ooh.
Two.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's
good luck with that.
Yeah, that's a big struggle bus because he was – it was talked about signing him. You know, I listen to sports talk all the time. Big Hutch does too down here. It was like, well, we got people are like, oh, we're going to get Mohamed Sanu, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, he's really a number three wide receiver, not a number two.
Maybe a three.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, because
– three maybe.
And I like the dude. He's a great Twitter follow.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I liked everything about him while he was there, but he was never – I mean, that one year that he was – that Marvin Jones was out, he produced for a part of the season, and then he just fell off. Like, he almost had, like –
dropped the ball.
I always go back to the championship game, the playoff game against Indianapolis, where they were just daring our team to throw the ball to any of the receivers outside of
– He couldn't do nothing.
And they couldn't do a yam thing.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they probably was double covering him too, but yeah, but he ain't. Yeah. He's no.
And their defense is awful.
Yeah, he's no first or second round talent. I mean, you know, come on.
Yeah, he's struggling, and like I mean, the Falcons, they got a quarterback that again,
excitingly average.
He's no different. He's really not that much different, especially now. Before, I would have given him a little bit more credit, but he's no different than Andy Dalton now. He's the last 3 years of getting beat up and changed. Matt Ryan.
Matt Milt.
Yeah, it's turned him into a much more average quarterback now. He was better
before. He is average, but unfortunately, because of that Atlanta needs a white dude to be their superhero, basically. And Matty Melt is their superhero.
Right.
And whenever there's a problem, like, oh, it's the offensive line's problem or it's the defense, but that mofo is throwing the ball to the defense at a nice clip.
and there's way too much caping down here for Matt Ryan. And, you know, a lot of the things, like, oh, we didn't have an offensive line. Well, Michael Vick didn't have an offensive line, and y'all ran him out of town. I mean, he ran himself out of town. But he
ran
himself. For other issues, too, ahead of that. So, I mean, I don't know. Most of the new, he might play a little bit better under Matt Ryan. He still has another all-pro across from him. Like, I just saw this stat the other day that Mohamed Sanu had no touchdowns last year. How does that happen?
Damn,
that is terrible. He had to be on the field offensively probably for 60-70% of the plays, and he has no touchdowns. That's terrible.
That's inexcusable.
How many have you done before? Like two or three, maybe? Maybe
I don't know.
Four.
I can look it up. I don't think he's ever had more than five touchdowns in a season.
Right. But anyway, the Bengals will not miss either one of them dudes. That's my opinion.
No. I actually applaud them for letting both of them just go on about their way. They did what they tried to decide Marvin, which was a smart play. He didn't take the money. Hey, shrug your shoulders. Go get you some another receiver in the draft. Move on.
Right,
right.
Receivers are dropping out of the trees in the draft these days. A decent receiver.
Yeah.
So I don't. Now this is the next topic where why did we sign Brandon LaFell?
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You needed a veteran. You needed a veteran receiver. He fits the Bengal free agent profile to a T.
What,
dead?
No. Yeah.
No, he's
inexpensive.
He's coming off an injury. He has potential.
Chip on his shoulder.
Yeah, he has potential, and he wants to be able to show it up to somebody else. I mean, that's it. He fits the profile automatically. And now he's probably going to start across from him. And then, you know, the Bengals, again, under this third run for Marvin Lewis, his idea of drafting people, kind of stowing them away for a season or two, and then having them come into play, it's either going to be that, Jake Kumerow, Mario Alford, James Wright, the dude that got hurt from LSU,
wrote Native Son.
No. the guy that got hurt that they really like, that hurt his knee, but and he missed all of last year.
Oh, Wright?
It's some. I mean, whatever, that dude's name, that's who they're rolling with. They're going to draft a receiver, but it won't be a round one wide receiver.
It'll be a round four or five receiver.
Yep, it'll be somebody late. They are not drafting no wide receiver in the first round.
From Wright State University, Bud Scratch McGee.
it's going to be rough. What's the most news? Best year was 2014. That's the year that whatchamacallit was hurt. 56 catches, 790
yards. Which ain't bad.
And five touchdowns. That's solid number three wide receiver numbers.
If your number one is hurt, and your quarterback is Andy Dalton.
But when he played number three wide receiver in 2013 and 15, he had 47 receptions, 455 yards, with two touchdowns, which is really what he had this year, 33 for 390.
That's where
he was most effective.
If you're being guarded by Glass Joe from the fourth or fifth cornerback on the other team.
Or maybe maybe even a linebacker.
Light up somebody.
Yeah, it's not. Right. I mean, they overpaid. I think most Falcons fans here think that. Why did we buy? You know, I think they know they overpaid too. But you can't do anything about it. When you're not a good team, you have to overpay.
Right. They got to stay in to open up.
They need
flesh bodies, and he was available. But after the draft this year has been the worst draft I can think of. The most of the players that were available, quote unquote, were awful.
You mean the draft?
I'm talking about
the players for free agency.
The free agency as a whole. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I would agree. Yeah, free agency.
Yeah,
it was porous.
It was awful.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot of great people. Like, oh, I think if we sign him, if we get him, we'll put you over the top people.
Right.
Not at all. And so.
Right.
Yeah, so we lose both of them, and then we also lose Fat Dre.
Goodbye.
Exactly. And now that's terrible. He was the eighth or sixth pick in the draft.
Seventh pick.
It was sixth or eighth, I think. And
what year was that?
When he winds up, the first time he had free agency, nobody wanted him, so we brought him back on the cheap.
Right.
And then he gets free agency again, and he gets a 1-year deal from Minnesota.
Which is the Vikings. Bengals North.
Well, and he also has a right tackle that got hurt last year, Phil Lonehope. Like, I was like, I don't even know why they're bringing him in. If you put Andre Smith at left tackle, unless your quarterback is right-handed or left-handed, he's dead.
Right.
He's going to get him killed.
You're going to get him killed.
But we gave him plenty of chance to be our left tackle.
Right tackle. And he was
absent.
He was awful.
Sixth.
Yeah, Whitworth puts him to shame.
I'm unhappy to see Fat Dre. And again, I know we're all butthurt from these playoff losses, but if you look from a structural standpoint, Cincinnati knew they wasn't signing Andre Smith. They knew it. So they drafted two.
Even he knew it.
They knew it.
Yeah.
And they knew. They already were like, the dude from Texas, Cedric Oakley.
Whatever his name is.
Like, he's going to right tackle. Bye.
He's for A&M.
He's going to right tackle. That's it. Done. Period.
Right.
You know? And then.
We got his replacement.
Whitworth signed an extension through next year. Right. Once he's gone, they're going to put probably Cedric going to go to left tackle, and they're going to put the other dude, the kid from Oregon, at right tackle.
That's smart.
That's what they say, basically. They know exactly what they're doing. Right.
It just hasn't paid off on the end that we need that win.
Well,
it just needs to pay off on that end. But structurally, organizationally, they're doing what good teams do.
Right.
They are an idol organization.
A lot of us don't want to admit that, but, man, they've been pretty much putting it down for the entire Marvin's tenure there.
Right, it's just been a slow process of trying to bring them to modernization. It's the modernization.
Slow, unfortunately.
Goodbye to Mo, Marvin, and Andre. Y'all are deuces. We not gonna see none of y'all next season. I don't think we play any of them teams except in preseason. That's it. So it's not like they're going to get that one game where they get to come and shine. Yeah, that ain't happening.
Right.
So that's good.
Right.
We did make some signing. Big Hutch brought up Brandon LaFell, total Cincinnati signing, C-level free agent. Coming off injury. They also re-signed George Ioka. I know Sandman and I had a back and forth about this, about how that was – they needed to get that done.
So definitely.
They had to do that.
Yeah, I like Ioka. Now, Reggie Nelson is still floating out in the ether. Nobody wants to sign him because he's about to be 33.
I bring him back for a one-year deal, like a Chiefs contract, but I don't know if he's going to accept that, though.
Yeah, but, you know, now that – but if he's not starting, then that means he winds up having to be on special teams. And the no sure
right. way to get a 33-year-old hurt and injured is put him out on special teams.
So,
he's already as a third down.
He has to play
teams.
He has to play teams. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Unless somebody gets hurt.
What about a $9 million –
He's out there. Nobody wants to sign Leon Hall either. He's still sitting out in the ether, too.
Right.
I thought he had a visit in Arizona, but they didn't sign him.
The old folks home?
Man.
Yeah, that double three kind of, yeah, Jesus age, that kind of marks you in the NFL, man. Once you get over that age, it's almost over with.
For retirement.
Yeah. Leon Hall was always an average cornerback at best with us anyway. I mean, to me.
He's always that average. Touchdown against Houston in the playoffs was great. Steelers one was great too.
Yeah, I mean, he was always just – I mean, he was solid. I mean, he never did anything.
He was solid. He wasn't spectacular.
He got some brown time.
I mean, I don't know if he was a first-round pick, but he was there for a long time.
Yeah. Right. They bring back Ioka. They re-signed Brandon Thompson, the defensive tackle from Clemson, who's coming off an ACL. They re-signed Pat Sims as well.
Yeah.
Both
role players.
Only one of them is going to make the team, though.
Yeah, probably.
In terms of numbers of tackles. Now, Pecco's going into his last year of his deal.
What?
Yeah, he's going to be another fat Drake. He's going to be bye-bye.
They pay out their money, and he will be gone. But it also, taking ahead, as we'll get to the draft here in a second, that means they're going to – well, actually, that's not true. They already drafted Pecco's replacement.
Right.
It's that Hardison team that they drafted. They already have them.
Yeah.
Right. So why are they still keeping Pat Hurley?
They don't want to take it on the salary cap.
Hit Smith.
They just, again, good team.
Yeah.
Don't do that. They don't. And that's why we
they don't.
Free agency things where people are like, oh, he signed a 7-year, $100 million contract. When their agents and everybody knows, they ain't seeing no parts of $100 million. That's a 3-year deal that's going to have to be negotiated or never happen. That's why people should sign with Cincinnati. You're going to get your money. They're going to pay you. Pecco's
going to pay you.
And that's it. But he's gone after that. There ain't no way Pecco makes it back after next season. Not a chance. It's like Leon Hall.
Yeah.
They knew they weren't paying Leon Hall. He wasn't coming back. They knew
he got
$9 million
last year.
That's fine. That was a parting gift. But they already had drafted his replacement. Now his replacement can't stay healthy and stay on the field.
They may have to draft somebody else.
But Denard, they already drafted his replacement. Okay. Because now they have three, again, average, solid corners with Pac-Man, Denard, and what's the dude from Alabama? What's his name?
Oh, Dre.
Yeah.
Skinny Dre.
Yeah, average to solid. That's it.
Very average.
I would go with average for 100.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Average.
That also, we're looking ahead. That also, towards the draft, that looked like another first-round corner. If somebody falls to them, that's probably somebody that they would draft to get another first-round cornerback.
Because they signed Carlos Dansby, I would say, and I bet they're going to go linebackers first round, but since they signed him, I would say, they'd go cornerback.
But they traditionally did not draft linebackers in the first round. The last one was Keith Rivers, who was never the same after he got jawed.
Oh, God.
Creepy, dirty, cool motherfucker.
Yo, I hate his ass,
and he got jawed.
Jawjacked by Hines Ward. He was never the same.
Right.
Never the same.
Cheap ass,
So they're not drafting a linebacker. I see it as probably first-round corner. I'm going to get to it when I pull up the mock drafting here in a little bit. So we signed that because just brought up we signed Carlos Dansby. That's actually a signing that I was excited about.
That's the best signing ever.
I like that. I mean, he basically fell into their lap. I mean, he's 1 year cheap. You know, he's still got some left in the engine. I mean, that's perfect for what they want, you know.
Yeah.
It was just kind of fell out that way.
Cincinnati,
right.
He wanted to come to Cincinnati.
Right.
That was,
yeah, he mentioned them by name. When was the last time that ever happened?
Yeah, exactly.
Never.
Yeah, exactly.
Never. Ever.
Yeah, right. Ever.
He go to jail or go to the Bengals.
Sing, looking mighty good. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, so I'm actually excited about that with I'm struggling with names today. We've been drinking, Sanders.
I kind of figured that out, yeah.
With Vontaze being out for three games. Yeah, after him being out for three games, that's a solid signing to have him there.
They signed no more of the linebackers.
Vinny Ray signed back. Right. They got PJ.
Right.
They're really excited about. They say he's got Vontaze talent, but his head is
he's still
afraid, right, about being a
professional. He's always
got Vontaze talent. So you got him. You Maluga comes back. You still got AJ Hawk. You still have Maluga, AJ Hawk, PJ Dawson, and you know some scrubs. And you know they'll draft a linebacker or two late, and they'll sign it, but they love them unrestricted
free agents. They like them projects.
Yeah, they like them because, again, all they're doing is stashing them on their roster.
Right. As a matter of fact, I mean, the Bengals roster is so good that anybody beyond the second round might not get a job.
You ain't going to play much.
Right.
You're going to be a backup.
They only need about maybe four or five.
They need that many.
Four or five
players.
There's
nobody on the line that's up for a job. Nobody.
Right.
The offensive line is set. The quarterback is
set.
Both running backs are set.
Right.
The tight end is set. The wide receiver.
Right.
So there's one pot, and they're not going to start a rookie at wide receiver. There's one position on offense that's not set.
And they didn't just field it.
Flip it over to the defense. Both tackles, Pecco and Gino, both in.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Johnson and Carlos Dunlap. That's set. The quarterback.
You're set.
Pac-Man, they resigned. Dre Kirkpatrick and Nicholas Denard. That's set. The safeties are Ioka and Sean Reed. Who they drafted. That's set. There's nobody.
Right.
There are no open positions on that team. None.
They're set.
But there's none.
The most open position needs to be the coach. Last dude needs to go. All the other rats have left the ship.
Yeah. Mike Brown ain't going nowhere. We done started that argument a billion times. He ain't going nowhere.
I get it to him all the time, Sam, man, that they not firing him.
They ain't firing him.
He quits himself.
Or in a box.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is the only team that he could do this for this long and not lose his job. It just happens to be Mike Brown is that owner, man, and he don't
loyal.
Care. Like him or hate him.
Loyal to a fault.
Loyal to a fault.
Yep. So the free agency is pretty much over. I'm sure they'll get somebody else. They'll be like, it's signed to a 1-year deal. But that's that. So we're about 3 weeks away from the draft. I don't know. You a mock draft person?
No.
I'm a mock draft person. I look at mock daily, to be honest with you. I hate the fact that the damn draft is so late anymore. Like, I'm already at USAID, already having the draft. And I made this confession, I think, on one of the other podcasts. Like, when Cincinnati used to draft early, I used to be, like, there. I'd go get my wings. I'd be sitting in front of the TV. I'd have my little draft book. And I'd be writing players down. Like, when he goes, you know, because then we was drafting people to start. Now we draft people for depth. So now I'm like, man, it's on Thursday night for one. I'm like, what time is the draft? They said 25th. I'm going to sleep. I got to go to work. I ain't staying up that ish.
I used to go to Buffalo Wild.
Yeah, I used to get hot on Saturdays.
I think I was there when the Bengals drafted Extra Titty. I went to one of them places to watch them pick that fat glob of goo.
Right. Yeah. So I don't like the primetime stuff. I don't like that it's so late in the year. It's on April 28th now, and that I'm not looking forward to that part of it. But you know, it's the draft coming up. I'm a mock person, so I've looked at a variety of mock drafts. But we'll use the one that's on Bengals.com. This is going to get a huge freaking fight argument going here. The one that they had on that last mock with Hobson was
pick a 24, was it?
25th.
24th. Oh, 25th? Okay.
24th? I thought it was 25th.
I thought it was 24th. Whatever.
Y'all could be right. It's 24. I'm sorry.
24.
They
yeah.
had Jaren Reed, defensive tackle from Alabama. Alabama players in the league are average at best, man. So
yeah, I would shy away from that. Yeah.
High bust out rate. So I wouldn't be down with that.
give me Georgia players.
Yeah.
Give me Georgia. Give me Auburn.
Georgia players all up until with the Mark Richt era, anyway. They always got better in the NFL, and they were.
Yeah.
But Alabama players seem to max out
in college. Right.
Or they're not cooked as far as they can go.
Yeah.
Then they get
that's
to the NFL.
Nick Saban be whipping Nick Saban be whipping their ass when they're in college. When they get out of there.
A bit beat up because they've been playing football for 3 years. Let's be
exactly.
honest. You know, he runs that as a professional program, and they've been playing pro football, so they might be a little spent by the time they get to the league.
Right.
And
mm-hmm.
have a whole lot left. I mean, we got one we just got rid of. Dre Kirkpatrick is average at best.
Average.
Some of the other people that have gone through, I mean, they've just been – I mean, I think Marcell Dareus is probably the only one we're like, hey, that dude's pretty good. He really ain't that great. I mean, just, you know, he's above average. It's not like he's an all-pro.
Right.
He's okay. Yeah,
he's okay. He's
You're
just like
right.
a bunch of – he ain't better than Geno Atkins.
No.
So,
oh, hell no.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's just a bunch of average dudes. But the mock draft that they had on there, the way that it had fallen out was that somehow Ezekiel Elliott was still left at 24.
Oh, that ain't happening.
What happens if Zeke – I can't see it happening. But what happens if Zeke is still sitting there at 24?
He'll be there at 25.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah, they won't draft him.
You don't think? Why not?
Because he ain't – I don't think he's fast enough for the NFL.
Dope.
No, I don't think he's fast enough. He's from Ohio State, which is – we got – I think we've learned our lesson from Ohio State.
About what, running back?
About Ohio State players.
Okay.
Yeah, you might be right about that.
We look at this mock draft through 24 players. It's probably five Buckeyes are going to get
there.
They're
all right.
But
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
With Ohio State players has not been wonderful.
But you say that, and I always
Big
say duddy. That, too. But that also might be one of those things where you say that it's like, you know, if you swallow bubble gum, it stays in your stomach for the rest of your life. It's not true. Like, Cincinnati has drafted a bunch of people from Ohio State. Like,
I
just said this article said it there. It's like how they love people from Ohio State.
But in real world, is that true?
Just what they said that it was. I have to look it up. I read it, and
right.
they said that they had
Sam the Boxer. Let's see here. They brought in what that one tight end dude. That
Stonebreaker? No, no.
I
know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Right. They brought in a tight end. They brought. I mean,
was it offensive lineman?
Daddy Wilkerson.
Right.
They brought in Heron. I mean, they're all them dudes is like those are satellites surrounding the Bengals
right.
solar system.
Yeah, I just
yeah.
If Zeke is there, I can't.
They're not going to sign.
I
still worry about Archie Griffin from
40
years ago.
But see, here's the thing: they draft him. He does have to come in and play.
Yeah, and
they're all
that's
about guess who's a free agent?
Giovanni
Bernard is a free agent.
Yeah,
they are literal almost carbon copies of one another. Almost. But you know what I'm saying? Though they're really very similar players. You draft his replacement while he's on the team, and then he plays sporadically at best, and that's what
right.
he has figured out his fumbling problem.
Yeah, because that's becoming a big problem.
Then they all have to play. But
right.
I'm just
and
saying,
I don't think that,
like,
I don't think that they're going to draft him just because the controversy that would ensue if they did bring him in. Because, you know, Marvin Lewis don't want no position battles. He don't want no controversy. Everything's got to be smooth.
Right.
I just don't believe he would ever do that willingly.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know why. I just have a feeling that he'd be. I don't think Zeke Elliott's dropping that far. Like, it's too
No, he ain't.
speed running.
Yeah, they're talking about the Cowboys taking him at number four. So, I mean, I don't think you're worried about it.
The Cowboys there. He's not getting past the Dolphins. He's not getting past the Eagles.
What's Cleveland going to draft?
We're getting to that. I got that in a second. Hold on. Let's finish the Bengals because I got around the team lead.
They better drop the quarterback.
Yeah.
They need to draft a quarterback, but we'll –
They need one.
They don't do what they need. They do what they get tickets for.
So what they have done and what they needed to do probably for the longest time is they've made a complete enema flush of that organization. And then
they can write everybody.
So even people that have been good for them, like Carlos Dansby, like Dante Whitner, like Johnny Manziel, but like there've been people that have been on the team that have been okay for them that you need players, but they're just going to go ahead and do a full, control all.
They're going to do a full flush.
Yeah, they're going to
try to do what the Bengals did.
Somewhere in that city, there is a all-pro wide receiver doing crack rock that needs to be on the field.
Well, but he hasn't been reinstated by the league. Josh Gordon hasn't been reinstated. I read something last night about how it still hadn't happened, and it's going to happen.
It might have happened until he goes somewhere else.
It's going to happen whenever. I kind of get the sense that he's not going to get reinstated for some reason. Like, he had a slip up here, there, or everywhere.
Right.
Like, I just don't think he's
right. He's all crack rock.
I think there's more to the story that we're hearing. Yeah.
It was alcohol and weed.
And
weed,
right.
Yeah. So
that
might be
crack rock.
No.
He can't do that.
So it says right here, that about Cincinnati possibly drafting Darren Lee in the first round. I hear that a lot.
He's
probably there, too. But they're not drafting a linebacker in the first round.
They won't do that.
They're
going to do a running back. It's gonna be on the defense,
right? So
it'll be a cornerback probably.
That's what I said too. I'm thinking for another first round corner, that can go and sit and not play.
right. exactly.
To play special teams because that's pretty much all you're gonna be able to do. So that's pretty much it. We brought up the Browns. They're doing a complete reset. The Steelers. They're in cap hell, essentially, so they can't really sign anybody. They signed, like, a tight end, I think, out of San Diego to replace Heath Miller retiring. I was pretty happy to see him. And
me too. Bengal killer, yeah.
When is Harrison going to go away?
He's supposed to come back next
year. I can't believe.
When is that moment?
He did go away for a year and played for us.
I know.
He
got thrown off. He got put on the bench after he went cuckoo for an alley.
Right. I know everybody likes to want to ride the dick for the Steelers or whatever, they're at that point too. Their quarterback is old. You started to see it last year, like the fact that how he didn't catch a season-ending injury, and the three times he went down is pretty surprising. He's never been a fit quarterback, he's closer to getting put out.
That dude, he should have had a concussion after that. He had a concussion during the Bengal game. He should have went back in.
Yeah, I mean, they beat him out pretty good.
He got his ass beat, and I don't.
I just honestly think that, people might be breathing too much into that. Your star running back and be coming off an ACL. He definitely won't be ready. Their one of their good wide receivers is all suspended for the year. Matavius Bryant suspended for the year. I mean, there's some problems over there.
Their defense is awful.
Defense is still awful. It's a style make fight thing with the Bengals and the Steelers, man. It really is a style
make
fight.
We're the Steelers and you're the little brother.
Well, it's just that, and they just play towards each other's strengths and weaknesses, and that's what makes the game so ugly to watch and so intensified, which also doesn't help. So, I just, whatever with the Steelers, they could go away. But it won't surprise me. Yeah, eat a bag, too. A whole oven, fresh bag. I just think that they got too much pinned on, like, Roethlisberger coming back, being healthy when he's about to be, 36?
36, yeah.
I think he's about to be 36. So, that's old.
And Baltimore's guys, they got mad problems,
too.
Yeah,
they got a lot of problems.
And their cornerback's
34, about to be
Yeah.
Like, turn 34, excuse me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so, like, the Ravens are their old boy took a pay, or he restructured his contract so they could hire some more players.
Yeah, they're what's his name? Their star, Suggs, is going to get suspended. Or did he get suspended already? He got a Dewey.
That's right.
He got a DUI for something. It was something that he had in the off season. Not guilty to two charges, two misdemeanors. Oh yeah, he drove away from the scene of an accident when he was drunk.
Ooh, yeah, that's a big no-no.
He's getting a game. he's probably getting a game.
At least one.
So,
maybe.
Yeah, so, the Ravens got problems. They signed Mike Wallace to play wide receiver there. So they'll have Mike Wallace, who is 30-something, and then Steve Smith, who is 30-plus-something.
I thought he retired.
No, he wasn't.
He's coming back again.
He didn't want to go out like that. So
yeah,
he won't be the
The Ravens kind of fell off.
He's good for one or two games. Paul Day against us,
man. But you know what it is? But the funny thing is when Ozzie Newsome was hitting all these hits, you know, on these players or whatever, when they were hitting, they were getting people that wind up being all pros. This happened with the Steelers, too. Like, they weren't just getting people that were like, oh, we made a Pro Bowl once or twice. They were getting, like, all pros.
Hall of Famers.
So when you start to lose those people out of your locker room, that ain't easy to replace.
So,
you lose Ray Lewis. That ain't easy to replace, man. He just walks out. He's the heart of the team and the city.
And the others.
Then Ed Reed, Hall of Famer, walks out. That ain't easy to replace. And then Suggs is going to be, well, he was out a part of the year. Like, it's just not easy to replace. And so now they just,
The Baltimore Ravens are pure deep. The Baltimore Ravens are the Cleveland Browns.
They're not that bad yet.
That.
Their team is awful.
They're not that bad. They got a alleged franchise quarterback.
He's
minus his year that he got his contract, he's been very
awful.
He's just another strong-arm quarterback that gets more credit than he's due.
Unless you put him in the playoffs, then he becomes freaking Hulk Hogan after he hulks up. Him and Eli Manning. You get him in the playoffs, man, they have no fear at all and give zero fucks. But if you keep them out, then they're just out. So
the Bengals are 2 years in a row, so that tells you all you need to know.
Right, yeah. I mean, Bengals they've always had a weird relationship with the Ravens. I think Marvin Lewis spikes the water or something when they go to Baltimore, man, because they always seem to play well there.
They do.
They've got a pretty decent record against them in the last few years.
They've come full circle. Do you remember the nightmare of the 90s against the Ravens?
Yeah.
Corey Dillon team.
Oh,
God.
We didn't score no points for
years.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. They gave 55 yards of total offense. Like, oh, my God. Yeah. So as we look forward to the season, because the schedule is coming out on April the 18th. So once that comes out, we're thinking about, who's going to be game one? You know they're going to finish probably with the Ravens, because they always do.
They ain't going to do that.
But who are they going to start with? Who do you think they open the schedule with? Because, again, the Reds screw the Bengals on the schedule, so they'll be on the road. So here are the potential candidates.
We play the AFC.
They're not opening up on no other team's thing.
The NFC East.
Yeah. NFC East?
Yeah.
Yeah. Dallas and Giants. And
Dallas, Redskins, Giants.
Easy. Future opponents. All right, here we go. Hold on. All right, so the potential road games would be Baltimore, Cleveland, Pittsburgh. We know you can eliminate Pittsburgh. Patriots, the Jets, Dallas, the Giants, or the Texans. You can eliminate the Patriots. That's not happening either.
Yeah, the Patriots
game will be that'll be a primetime game.
And they'll be at home. Yeah.
Yeah, the Patriots at Foxborough. That's probably that might be a 1 o'clocker, but it ain't gonna be opening week.
No.
Because the Patriots are
no.
lined up, you know, somebody from the playoffs from the year before. Like the Broncos obviously will open up with the Broncos might open up. Well, they play each other. I wonder where the Broncos or Patriots will play.
But probably, well, the last game was in Denver, so probably in Foxborough.
Yeah, so that makes sense that they might open up there on Thursday night. But no, you get a home game, though. I don't know. Anyway, go ahead. Who do you think the Bengals are going to play? They won't be Pittsburgh for sure. I think you can eliminate Pittsburgh and the Patriots and Dallas for sure, because Dallas will be a prime time game to open their season. They always do.
Yeah, it won't be like a really high-end opponent. It'll probably it'll be somebody like the Redskins or
No, they play Redskins.
Maybe
that's the UK game. That's the game in the UK.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, shit. Okay.
That's what I said.
Yeah, no, it's Baltimore. It's either Baltimore, Cleveland, the Jets, the Giants, or the Texans.
It'll be the Jets or the Texans. It'll be kind of
I got
one of them two teams.
Yeah, I got at Texans.
I said initially when I saw it, I was like, they'll be at Cleveland to you know, coach versus former coach, new regime.
That sounds like a Thursday night.
Get them hype game. Cleveland always open.
Yeah.
Never open on the road. They'll just get them all. But they already played Cleveland on Thursday nights, and it was in Cincinnati the last 2 years though.
Yes, and it's awful.
Yeah, so I'm betting Cleveland. It ain't gonna be the Baltimore again because they did that 2 years in a row.
Yeah,
you wouldn't think
game, right?
They would do it again.
Yeah,
but
that's a bad trend. Yeah,
it won't be Pittsburgh because Vontaze won't be back. So
right,
they want all of that blood.
It'll be at Steelers on week four.
When he comes back.
Wow.
It'll be interesting to see, but they definitely want that blood for that game, and they want everybody all fully unaccounted for, because that's going to be Monday night football or whatever.
Right.
That's a prime time game.
That's a prime time blood feud game, rivalry week, whatever they call it.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see.
Yeah, the Eagles game. I got my first five. I got at Texans, home versus Denver, home versus the Foreskins, at Steelers, and then home against Cleveland too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's my first five.
Right.
Yeah. See, they backload the last part of the schedule so much now with the division games, man. It's the back part of those schedules that kill you with that.
Yeah.
Because like if you look at this season, they opened. Where they opened in Baltimore.
At Baltimore.
And then they had
they had Texans, right?
Where am I get this all messed up? Okay, we're at the top. They had the playoffs at the top. They opened at the Raiders.
Yeah.
And then I thought they had the Ravens 2 years in a row. I don't know why I thought that opened up the season. My bad. And then then Raven, then the Chiefs, then the Seahawks, and then the Bills. And then, like when you get into a division game, they just started coming, like, fast and furious. Week 8 was the Steelers, then the Browns, Texans, Cardinals, Rams, Browns, Steelers, 49ers, and then Ravens. And then Broncos, Ravens. Like, the last half of the season, they had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of their division games.
Wow,
so
that's a lot.
I think this is the standard that they push them back towards the end, like, anymore, because they want those games to mean something.
Big prime time games, yeah.
But definitely the three Burkett will be week four. So
no, he's definitely
That'll be a Steeler game.
Yeah,
that's money.
And I can tell you, if they put them against a whole bunch of hard, difficult opponents in the first 4 weeks, they trying to screw Cincinnati.
Oh, they are trying
to
screw us. Oh, that's definitely
they know they do not want him around anywhere because they know one, he's going to be crazy motivated,
right?
They just don't want Cincinnati to hurt anybody or kill anybody.
I think the NFL does definitely has a screw for the Bengals this year.
Right.
They are going to get the international object as many times as possible from the NFL.
Yeah.
All right.
So that concludes our Who Day Over 40 podcast number. I think it was like the seventh time we've done this. It's crazy.
We've done a bunch.
So we'll definitely be back, I would say, post-draft to see, you know, kind of who they pick over those 3 days. Yes, thank you. Who they take over that time, and hopefully they get a decent player that's not going to play at all. I'm really intrigued by the idea of taking that linebacker, Jalen Smith, from Notre Dame and stashing him, because that is a total Bengal move. Now, he's not playing next year.
Wouldn't play at all, yeah.
Yeah, he's got ridiculous first-round talent, though. But can he and will he come back? Now, the Bengals didn't get any when they were surprised, they didn't get any compensation picks, compensatory picks.
Next year,
they'll get a few, but they didn't get any.
They'll get two maybe next year.
Yeah, so they were surprised by that. And so they don't have one of those extra picks that they could just throw away to pick somebody like that. But
right.
I definitely, you know, if he's still sitting there in round four, nobody's picked him yet, I would definitely consider it. Because, I mean, if he can come back. I mean, the medical people, you got to trust them or whatever that he can come back. But if he can, it's worth like a second day or third day pick.
The two best teams are drafting now are Green Bay and the Bengals.
Yeah. They're good. They're good. Like I said, Cincinnati has there's nobody to draft that's going to start. Nobody. And I can't even think of anybody in the first round that they could draft that would start. I mean, like would that would need to start? There's nobody
need to start? No.
No.
I mean, the most acceptable person on that defense to be removed are the two Polynesians, like Pecco and Malu.
Yes.
Those would be the most acceptable to getting moved off. That's it. You're not taking a first round.
If you can get rid of Hurley, that'd be great. Pecco, he's been. If you go to the 538 on ESPN or whatever, they be doing those little who's the worst at that position. Yeah. Pecco is always there. And then when the backup, freaking Pittsburgh Steelers dude averaged 9 yards a freaking run in the playoffs.
He's been doing it a long time, too. It's 11 years. He might get the Leon Hall phase out where he plays, but he doesn't play that much. Maybe one of the secondary players. Or second year.
Yeah.
They really like that Marcus Hardison dude. They stashed him away on the inactive list almost all year. But I remember watching the preseason game. I was like, that dude's a beast. And so now can he be a beast against, people that ain't selling insurance now? So
that's
the difference. So doing it on Sunday.
Our weakest position, I say our linebacker. After we put Danzy back there, I think our linebackers are super solid.
No.
I think our weak position is
cornerback. That's
the
cornerback.
Weakest one.
Yeah. And it's not Pac-Man. It's the other two.
Yeah, you're right. Dre.
Yeah. It's Dre and I like Denard. Yeah, Denard's just got to stay healthy though.
Right.
He can't get on the field.
He's also sharp either because he traveled back to Michigan State to get some type of. Whatever, his mental is to get back together. That ain't good.
Right.
So,
we will wrap this up. We will come back to Who Dey Over 40 again after the draft, I would say.
Unless something
crazy happens, you know.
Should they trade Dalton if they get the right deal?
Dalton?
Trade Dalton?
Either one of them.
No, not at all. Neither one
No. They ain't big on that.
It would have to be
like blockbuster, like two first rounders type of thing to like
get that grip off of that. Because now that he's been injured, that means he's more susceptible to injury.
Right.
So
exactly.
Really
and now they got that fear in them from last year too. So now they're definitely gonna hold on to
him. So. No, you let him ride it out, and then you let somebody, if they want to come get him, either you let Dalton go or you let him go and you pick up the compensatory pick for him. That's it.
They do love some compensatory picks. Yeah.
I want him. Sign him to this huge deal. We'll take some third rounders for it. Thank you. It's compensatory on the start of the third. He stays. They both stay unless something.
They'll both stay.
Yeah. I can't see anything happening like that. All right. So we wrap it up. We say Who Dey to all of you fans out there. Share the podcast with your friends, all your other Bengal friends. Check us out. Rate us. Do all those things. Share it on your Facebook and your Twitters and all those things that you do. Even though you're all over 40, you might not have any of that stuff. But if you're not a reporter, you go ahead and share that through your social media. Like I said, we love the Bengals. We really do. Sometimes they don't love us back, though. But we do love them. So, like I said, I'm the producer. I'm signing off. Sign off, Big Hutch.
Get rid of Rasputin.
Yeah, jeez. All right, sign off, man.
What the hell was that? All right, y'all. Pude.
Peace. Bye, Richard.